Honestly, there's nothing I can do because it was too close. Kind of mistouched it as well. He told me to defend with my arms and my back, but you know, you can't play football like that. So I think it's a harsh call, but it's true that it hits my arm. My arm is beside my body. I mean, it is what it is.
Mark Anthony Kay was talking about there's too much quality to let a game like that get away. I also talked about accountability. From your perspective, this team will not see each other until March. How does that accountability have to take shape behind the scenes?
No, he's right. We have a lot of quality, but as well we have a lot of experience. And sometimes, you know, after my mistake, probably the best time to regroup, see what's going wrong and not let it slip. And I think that we gained momentum. And it was just hard for us to come back. We scored, but the penalty was a really bad time. About March, we still have our shot to make it to Copa America. Obviously, as you guys know, I said before, our goal is to win trophies, and it's just bad that we're not in the final four.
How big of a blow is it to the program right now to not qualify and then be forced to play a qualifier in March for the Copa America?
Our main goal was always to be at the Copa America, so we still have a chance. Obviously, you know, we wanted to play in 3 days to make things right, but we can't. We have to wait till March, but it's nice for the group to think about today. I mean, I believe that in the four halves we had against Jamaica, they were only better than us in one. But I mean, it's football. You can't make mistakes. You can't sleep. I mean, we're in Toronto, and we can't suffer three goals. But it is what it is.
Stefan, how do you just feel about the future of this national team? Not just in the Copa America qualifiers, and you know, with or without Mauro Biello, what do you think about what's next for this team?
I mean, what concerns the players is we just have to keep going. You know, we had our momentum going at the World Cup. You know, having a great qualifying, but there's ups and downs, and I believe that we're gonna come back strong. We know where we need to get better. We need to humble ourselves as well. We'll get there for sure.
What's it like in that locker room right now? You talk about experience. This team clearly doesn't think that or know it should be in these situations. So how does that accountability take shape? Is it guys humbling each other? Like, what gives a hint into how that process is going?
I don't want to be rude, but what happens in the locker room stays in the locker room. But for me to answer your question, I mean, nobody's pointing fingers. We just know that collectively we need to step up as a group, as athletes. We need to step up because we know that we had this game in our hands and we let it slip. We're a better team, but it's football.
How much do you think the substitution, the triple sub in the 74th minute, really changed the game? The triple sub in the 74th minute, how do you think that really changed the rating of this game?
I mean, I think what made a difference changer was them putting the center back in at the midfield, who was very aggressive. He won a couple of balls. And in the first goal, they had a good touch, but I was never waiting for him to be so aggressive. And then, as I said, they gained momentum. He won more extra balls. We tried to balance it with three in the midfield, but as I said, like, penalty was bad timing. He scored. It's hard to say. The goals don't matter. That's it. It is what it is.
All right, thanks, guys. Jonathan Davies.
Thanks, Steph.
Thanks, Steph.